Hey everybody, how you doing? Mike here from the Cannon Cantina with a special announcement. It is almost the month of March, so we're going to do something special in Star Wars that kind of mimics the real world. I don't know about you, but I'm a sports fan, and I enjoy the NCAA basketball tournament, March Madness. You know what? Actually, here, let me get some emotion going here in this announcement. Yes, it's almost time for the tournament, baby. See how much of this I can play without getting hit by the copyright people. Thank you, Luther Vandross. Okay, so that's one shining moment. It's the theme song for the NCAA basketball tournament. We're going to do a Star Wars March Madness tournament. I'm calling it hashtag This Is SW Madness. This is Star Wars Madness.
This is madness.
It's something that's going to happen during the entire month of March. So I'm putting this up on February 28th. We've got Leap Day tomorrow to kind of space it out. And then on Sunday, March 1st, is when we are going to have Selection Sunday and the tournament will begin. So let me tell you a little bit about how this is going to work. The contest is going to take place pretty much exclusively on Twitter. We're going to use Twitter voting to decide the winner of the different character matchups. The way I selected the 64 characters for this contest took a little bit of thinking. But I went ahead and divided characters into four, like, quote, conferences. That might mean something to sports fans out there. If you're not a sports fan, that just means four categories that I selected characters from. One category is George Lucas era live action. So that's pretty much the prequels, the original trilogy. And I decided to leave off the Ewok movies and the holiday special. But those six movies have plenty of great characters for us to choose from. The next conference that we selected characters from is the Disney era live action. So that's the sequel trilogy, plus Solo, Rogue One, and season one of The Mandalorian. Plenty of great characters to choose from there. The next one was animation. So this includes Clone Wars, it includes Star Wars Resistance, and it also includes Rebels. So we got some great characters there. And then the last conference that we selected 16 characters from is a bit of a mishmash. I just kind of called this conference Legends / Books, because some of these are Legends characters. I wanted them to have their say or their chance to be represented in this tournament. But there's other characters that are from current canon books. So the characters selected for this are a little bit all over the place, and I wanted to try to make sure we even got some bad guy representation in this one and in the other conferences as well. When I'm posting this episode, I'll have an image with the 16 characters that were chosen from each conference. And the way the NCAA basketball tournament works, there are basically four 16-team tournaments, and then the winner of each of those regional tournaments plays in a four-person playoff after that. So we have four regionals that we are going to be playing these, quote, games at. I went real into the NCAA tournament parallels here. The first regional that we're going to have characters assigned to is the Deep Core regional. We also have the Naboo regional, the Passana regional. You know that if the Aki-Aki like to just party like that out in the desert, they got to be great sports fans too. And to try and give Legends some more representation, they're getting their own regional, the Corporate Sector Regional. Each regional has 16 characters in it. I took four characters from each of those conferences, the Lucas era live action, Disney era live action, animations, and then books. I took four from each of those and assigned them to the different conferences. And then once we had those groupings, I created 1 through 16 seeds for all of those. The way I seeded the characters here, 1 to 16, I kind of went by this criteria. The first way I seeded them was kind of like a general fandom impression, like kind of what's accepted of who's the favorite character. Then there's some of my personal preference in there. Just, you know, that's hard to avoid. And then I would occasionally bump characters a spot or two just to create interesting matchups, not unlike the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee. So I guess what I could say is that
I am the Selection Committee.
Here's how we're going to spread this out over the entire month of March. I'm putting this teaser up on February 28th to hopefully get people excited. Please share share this around with people so we can get as many votes as we can in each of these individual matchups. We're going to play 16 matchups or have 16 different votes. That's going to be the first round from two conferences from March 1st to March 7th. We'll do the other 16 matchups from the other two conferences, March 8th through 14th. And then the second round, when we're down to 32 teams or 32 characters, that'll go take place from March 15th through 21st. The Sweet 16 will be March 22nd through 26th. The Elite 8 will be March 27th through 30th. The Final Four will be March 31st through April 3rd. And the championship voting window will be April 4th through April 6th. Once we hit about the Sweet 16, that's where we start to line up pretty well with the real-life NCAA basketball tournament. So that's when these votes will be available on Twitter. The best ways for you to participate in this hashtag This Is Star Wars Madness tournament is to vote, obviously. Vote for your favorite character in every matchup that we give you. Leave a comment on Twitter supporting your choice, supporting why you think someone is should advance in the tournament over another character. A really awesome thing you could do is go to anchor.fm/thecanoncantina and send me a voice message. As you know, Jesse is out on paternity leave, and I'm flying solo here, so this will be a lot more entertaining if you record a voice message stating your argument for why somebody should win a matchup and advance in the tournament. I will include all of those in weekly recaps that I'm doing. And then please help me share this around. Hashtag this is SW Madness. I'm a big basketball fan. I'm a big Star Wars fan. This just kind of made sense. My first big podcast project since no longer working full time. So I'm really excited for this. So for this to be successful, I need your help. There's going to be a lot of voting earlier on. So just make sure you're always looking for each matchup. I'll try to be as clear as possible when I like pin them to our Twitter profile. Vote for your favorites. And we will determine a winner. I think that I've selected some interesting, you know, sources or conferences to draw characters from. We're going to get some great matchups and kind of see who the winner is. Those of you that are NCAA basketball fans, you know that it's not the best team that wins every year. Crazy stuff happens in the tournament. So maybe we'll see something crazy like a character that started down around a 6 or 7 seed make it to the Final Four. Or maybe somebody will have a Cinderella season. Who knows? But yeah, so that's the announcement for hashtag This Is Star Wars Madness. 64 characters, lots of voting through the entire month of March on Twitter. Please help me out with that. I would really appreciate it. So if you don't already, follow us on Twitter at The Canon Cantina so that you can participate. Check us out on other social media. Our webpage is anchor.fm/thecanoncantina. That's where you can send us voice messages supporting your characters whenever they're up for voting. And thanks for listening, and thank you for participating. Cheers, and may the Force be with you.
Boring conversation anyway.